This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress stages demonstration across the country. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa says demonstration against the present system just a mirage for some regressive forces. And U.S. Electoral College confirms U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. Now the news in detail. Main opposition party Nepali Congress staged demonstrations against the government across the country yesterday. Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma said the demonstrations had been organized in various parts of the country to protest against the government's working style. Addressing the demonstration organized by Nepal Congress Makwanpur at Hetaura yesterday, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa accused the government of moving towards authoritarianism and failing to carry out effective works as per the people's aspiration. He claimed that the reason behind the recent regressive protest in the country was the result of the ruling Communist Party's attempt to bring autocratic system. He further claimed that both authoritarianism and regression were not possible in Nepal until the day Nepali Congress existed in the country. The opposition party president claimed that his party was compelled to come to the street due to the increasing incidence of rape, anomalies and corruption cases in the country. Chairperson of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has urged the office bearers of the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, to work actively to expand industry and business with a focus on the economic prosperity of the country. In a meeting with the newly elected office bearers of FNCCI, yesterday, Dahal said, small and medium-scale businesses were the main foundation of the country's economy, which at the present moment needed recovery. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai has instructed the Nepal Airlines Corporation to strongly abide by the instruction for good governance and leakage control. Receiving the 10-year integrated commercial plan report of the Nepal Airlines Corporation yesterday, Bhattrai said that the government would subsidize the national flag carrier if it controlled leakage and maintained effective management of the organization. On the occasion, General Manager of the airline company, Prakash Powdel, shared about the Nepal Airline Corporation's 2021 to 2030 decade-long commercial plans. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said carrying out activities against the current system and the government is just like a mirage for some groups. Speaking at a program organized by the press organization Nepal Chitwan Chapter yesterday, Home Minister Thapa said the dream of forces that were against the system and the constitution would never be achieved. In a different note, the Home Minister believed that the ongoing standing committee meeting of the Communist Party would resolve the intra-party disputes. The Home Minister also urged all to take the disputes as common process in a functioning party. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has said that the government is positive to draft a law relating to border security and incorporate it in the Armed Police Force Act as well. Inaugurating the Armed Police Force No. 3, Garimai Brigade in Chitwan yesterday, the Home Minister said the mandate of border security given to the Armed Police Force would help the organization perform better and more effectively. A government team is leaving for Bangladesh to purchase 50,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizer. The Nepali government team is heading towards Bangladesh today to sign an agreement in order to purchase fertilizer through government-to-government G2G process. The four-member team is led by Managing Director of Agriculture Inputs Company, Netra Bahadur Bhandari. Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Kanchan Raj Pandey, Chief of Procurement Division of the company, Bishnu Prasad Pokhrel, an Agriculture Publicity Officer of the Ministry, Arjun GC are also in the team. According to the ministry, the team would present its proposal for purchasing fertilizer to the Bangladeshi government tomorrow and sign the agreement for the purchase. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a corruption case in the special court against three individuals, including then account officer at the Land Revenue Office Chitwan, Ritthe Darji, for their alleged involvement in amassing more than 70 million rupees. The commission has said the accused account officer Darji has been found to have amassed more than 70.8 million rupees by forging government stamps, signatures and bills. The Pashupatinath temple is to be reopened to the devotees from Wednesday by adopting health safety protocols. Member Secretary of the Pashupati Area Development Trust, Dr. Pradeep Thakal, informed that in the initial period, the devotees would be allowed to enter from the western gate and they would have to exit from the same gate after worshipping at the shrine. Although the temple would open from Wednesday, the special puja, singing of hymns and ritual activities would not start immediately. The shrine has remained closed since 9 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 842 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. With this, Nepal's corona recovery tally has crossed 236,700. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 821 new cases of the coronavirus infection yesterday. Nepal's corona tally has now reached 249,200. Similarly, Nepal's corona-related death toll has jumped to 1,716 with the confirmation of additional 18 deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# # डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am News Bulletin. On to some international updates. Members of the US Electoral College have affirmed Joe Biden's presidential election victory, one of the final steps required for him to take office. The Democrat won November's contest with 306 electoral votes to Republican Donald Trump's 232 electoral college votes. Under the US system, voters actually cast their ballots for electors who in turn formally vote for candidates weeks after the election. Despite this process, President Trump is not expected to accept the result. Normally, the electors do not get that much attention, but this year, due to Trump's persistent efforts to question and overturn the results involving legal challenges which have been rejected by courts across the country, the state-by-state vote was in the spotlight. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic in the United States has topped 300,000 on the same day the first vaccines against the COVID-19 were administered in the country. The US has been the hardest hit globally in terms of cases and deaths. According to a Johns Hopkins University tally, there have been more than 16 million cases confirmed in the United States. The latest grim milestone comes amid a surge in infections as the US enters its coldest months. It also comes as the first healthcare workers rolled up their sleeves on Monday and received the freshly authorized Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 shot. About 3 million doses are being shipped across the United States and are set to arrive at more than 600 sites by Wednesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province number 1, province number 2 and Bagmati province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Nepali Congress stages demonstrations across the country. Home Minister Rambadu Thapa says demonstration against the present system just a mirage for the regressive forces. And U.S. Electoral College confirms U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.